to Run With It, Canada's running fitness and health program. On this month's episode, I was in conversation with award-winning actor and director Camille Mitchell on how she maintains a healthy lifestyle, so stay tuned for that. But first, let's go to our segment on visualization techniques. Check this out. I'm excited to have back on the show Janine Naiman. She is a holistic therapist specializing in yoga therapy and emotional freedom technique. Welcome back.
Great. Thanks for welcoming me back, Christine. It's good to be here.
So what is emotional freedom technique, or EFT?
EFT? Well, EFT, in another word for it, is actually tapping. And so what we do is we use the body's energy system while we tap onto these particular parts of the body. At the same time, we're using sort of talk therapy to help you reformat your mind. In other words, it's really great for if you're stuck or if somebody's really having a hard time getting past something, something emotional. Yeah, so anxiety, those types of things, yeah.
So what parts of the body do you tap into?
Well, there's several places, so it's usually just really around the face, so it's just on the outer wrist and, you know, inside of the eye, and, you know, so while we're talking to somebody, we're actually tapping into all these particular points, and what can actually happen is that something that really was overwhelming for somebody when we started, so usually I'll interview them and say something happened, a trauma, and when they think of that trauma, you know, their anxiety level, their, you know, things are at about a level 10. Well, what happens is after we tap and we go through the process, it's very quickly we'll actually see that the brain will release the stress and the trauma around that event. You have the memory of the event, but no longer be triggered with the trauma. So it's a really effective modality.
Yeah. What a specialty you have.
Yeah,
and who are your patients?
All sorts of people, so it just really depends. It could be something stuck. I know I had really great success for someone that was having an allergy attack. And right in the middle of the allergy attack, we just talked his body through and really calmed him down very, very quickly. And so he was able to, you know, carry on with his rest of his day. I work with a lot of people that have had anxiety or have had a traumatic event, and they really feel stuck and they can't seem to get past it. So it can be anybody, all ages and all of that, yeah.
And with athletes, you know, with visualization,
yeah.
Like how is that treated?
Visualization is so simple, and it's actually been used for a very, very long time, and they're actually really doing a ton of science on it right now, and they've done some really, really cool stuff. So actually the University of Ohio, what they did is they took a group of men and they split them in two. And what they did with one group is they actually put casts on their wrist. I know, right? And the other group they left alone. So the group that they put the cast on the wrist, what they did is that for 11 minutes a day, five times a week, they were asked to visualize doing a muscle contraction. So like a bicep curl for you know, 11 minutes, you know, for 4 weeks. And at the end of this research program, they tested the group that did nothing and then the guys that, you know, just visualized doing the bicep curls. And they discovered that the strength had increased twofold on the guys that were just doing the visualization, and their brain power actually increased. So they actually had a stronger neural pathways inside of their brain. Yeah, so visualization is really powerful. Yeah.
You know, I'm a runner, and it would help me too, and other runners out there. So how does that work exactly? Say, for example, I'm training for a 10K,
yeah.
And I want to beat my personal best. Like,
yeah.
That would help.
Of course. So really, visualization is really kind of like a mental rehearsal. That's a good way to kind of think about it. And the interesting part is that your brain doesn't know if you're actually doing the event or if you're just visualizing the event, because really the neocortex is actually still stimulating the exact same muscles it would when you were doing something. And so if you're visualizing doing that 10K, not only does the body start to kind of improve for you while you're doing it, but it also can help you as an athlete to get past any mental blocks. It can really help you to calm down before the race. And it can also help you if, say, something goes wrong when you're racing. How do you not freak out? How do you stay calm, right? You know, say someone's running right beside you and, you know, I mean, instead of getting in your head and starting to think of, you know, negativity or anything like that, visualization before the run and, you know, practicing before that can really help you to kind of overcome any mental blocks as well. Yeah.
And it's like that focus and that mind and body connection.
It is. It is the mind and body connection. And as I said, you know, I mean, the studies are just tenfold of how powerful this really is. And it's different than, you know, mindful meditation or a meditation. So meditation is really when we try to calm the mind as much as we can and bring it to a single thought, say, just following your breath and then hopefully maybe all thought. Mindfulness is the practice of being mindful of what you're doing while you're doing what you're doing. Right. You got it. Visualization is actually active. You are actively visualizing what you're doing. So if we were about to do a 10K run, I would really visualize as much as I can. You really want to be detailed about this. So you want to, like, what would my body feel like running the 10K run? So that, you know, kinesthetic feeling. What would my breath be like? What would the atmosphere be like? Could you visualize everybody, you know, congratulating you at the end, saying, way to go, you know, you were number one, you know, those types of things. And the more often you do it, you actually train the brain. And because I said before, the brain doesn't get, is this, am I really running a 10K or am I just visualizing? So when you do this over and over and over again, you actually can really have a competitive edge. And as you know, in competition, sometimes it's seconds between you and the person behind you, right? It's a matter of a split second. So it can actually give you that competitive edge when you're out racing on that particular day, or if you had something, a weakness that you wanted to kind of get past, or if you get too much in your head while you're racing, you know, the more often you do that, it actually can strengthen your conviction when you're racing. Yeah.
And it's active. Your mind is active.
You're active. Yeah, you're active. So again, it's very different. I mean, it is a form of strengthening the brain and getting benefits like you would in, you know, in a traditional meditation or a mindful meditation. But this is far more active thinking. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, for someone who's starting an exercise program, like starting to run, and it might be helpful to visualize that they're going to complete it. They're going to reach the finish line.
Yeah. And they're going to feel good doing it. Do you know what I mean? So if I was just starting running and I got really negative in my head and I thought, oh, you know, I'm so unfit and, oh, I'm too old to do this and, oh, I don't know, and what if I trip and fall, or am I wearing the right outfit? You know, blah, 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 and it just kind of, the list goes on. And if you just instead say, you know what, it's okay, and I'm going to do the best I can today. My body is well, my body is fit, I'm doing this because I like to, you know, it's really changing the mindset. And then, like what you said, you know, imagining the finishing and the accomplishing it at the end. Yeah.
Is it a lot of work?
Visualization?
Yes.
It's not that it's a lot of work, but it does take discipline. So I can't just, you know, as we're talking, think to myself, you know what, I'm going to become an Olympic gymnast. And then all of a sudden my body just kicks in and, you know, I have the flexibility and the strength. Like what I was saying with this research, they were doing it for 11 minutes a day, you know, 5 days a week for 4 weeks. So you know, and we know that these elite athletes, they do it on a regular basis. You know, it's not hard. I mean, really, all you need to do is just get comfortable. You know, you can lie down, sit in a chair, calm your breath, you know, let go of all your day-to-day stress and all those day-to-day worries, and just, again, really get your mind to really rehearse, you know, the action that you're gonna take. Yeah.
It's very powerful, your mind.
Very powerful. Yeah, you've got it. So you can kind of think of, like, the body is just a puppet.
Yes.
You know, to the brain, right?
Just do it.
Yeah, just do it, right? You got it, right? Yeah, exactly.
So I wanted to, it's breathing, as you said, and also being in that, you know, calm state and imagining all good things, and your brain is taking you away, basically.
Well, it's the zone, right? We hear that of the athletic zone. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have clients, and it's so funny because a question I ask them is, do you exercise? And a lot of people say, yeah, I walk or I run. And I go, well, what are you thinking about when you're running? And quite often, people go for a run and they're thinking about all their day-to-day stresses still. You know, they're thinking about all this sort of stuff over and over again. So the physical body had exercise, but the mind is still thinking these things over and over and over again. And these neural pathways, as I said before, they can either, you know, go to a negative place or a more positive place. So what we know scientifically is the more negative your thinking is, the harder it is, and the more often you get to be in that negative state of mind. And the more you try to change your perspective and be a little bit more positive about something, over time we can actually begin to change our thought patterns and become more positive. Yeah.
And it's transferable, right? You go from running to your work. So it's wonderful to have practice visualization.
Yeah. Because if you're showing up at work every day and you're like, I don't want to be here, this is awful, you know, what happens is even before you walk into the door, you've set yourself up to have a really difficult day. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to fall in love with being at work, right? You know? But what you can do is just say, it's just for now. I'm going to do the best I can today. In the future, you know, I'll look for something different, right? So it's not about, you know, thinking everything is sunshine and unicorns and, you know, that's not reality. But what it is using whatever situation has arose for you is to just change your perspective. And, you know, you're allowed to say, I don't like this. We have that ability to say, this is awful. But how can I use this to move forward, right? That's what we start to kind of think of, yeah.
That's wonderful. And if people want more information, where can they go?
Well, you can find me on my website, innerglowtherapy.ca, or you can follow me on Instagram at Holistic Health Therapy.
Wonderful. All the socials. Thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me on this wonderful day today.
Back on the show, we have Camille Mitchell. She's an award-winning actor and director, and she's here to talk about her latest projects, her roles, her acting roles, her directing roles, and a special project that she's currently working on. So welcome back, Camille.
Thank you. So nice to see you, Christine.
Yeah, so you know what? I want to talk, congratulations on your leading role in Martha's Vineyard. Tell us about that.
It's a very fun project. I just wrapped in Victoria, which is a beautiful place to film. Oh, it's just heavenly. So it is a film for Hallmark starring Jesse Metcalf and Sarah Lind. And it's great fun. It's called the Martha Vineyard Murder Mysteries. Several of them have already aired. This one hopefully will be coming out this winter. And it's called Ships in the Night. It's so fun I've never done a murder mystery. So it was very much fun to be a suspect. And I can't say that I'm snooty art gallery owner. My partner has been murdered. It takes place in Martha's Vineyard, and we found beautiful parts of Victoria that look just like Martha's Vineyard, as you can imagine. We filmed in Oak Bay and around some of the lovely areas. And so that was great fun. So that's called Martha's Vineyard Murder Mystery Ships in the Night for Hallmark. And Jesse Metcalf actually is on this week on Dancing with the Stars. So it's just charming to work with. So that was great fun. And I also just wrapped a new animated series for television. I've never done animation before. It was wonderful.
Wow.
It's called the Supernatural Academy, And it should be on, I think, next fall of 2021. And it's a beautiful animated TV series about the supernatural world and the forces within. And I play the most powerful force in the supernatural world, the Elder Fae. And it was great fun. I got to do my, you know, how dare you? I got to do all kinds of I got to do my dream, which was a kind of a version of Gandalf, right? So that was great fun. And it's been, you know, aside from COVID and fires and the worst air in the world, thank goodness we have blue skies today. It's been work-wise since production opened up in July and August. It's been very exciting. It's been interesting to film in this era, this new world, where when you check in, you know, to your film set, they take your temperature right away. They ask you a series of questions about, you know, if anyone in your household has COVID, if you've had a fever, if you've had, you know, everything. That's every morning. And of course, everyone is dutifully wearing masks, hand sanitizing like crazy. The makeup and hair people. By the way, this crew was just amazing. This crew on Ships in the Night were just fabulous. Wonderful, talented, hardworking, professional, just the best. And the director was wonderful, Mark Jean. And anyway, but it's weird to, you know, you're in the makeup trailer, which is ordinarily where, you know, it's the opportunity for everybody across the makeup mirrors to, you know, chat. But now you're separated by, you know, thick plastic. So it was interesting. It was initially, as we all were going back into working, you know, just how is this going to work? How? But even with the animation, it was a similar thing. You know, you walk into the sound studio and, you know, you're wearing your mask when you go in, you're hand sanitizing when you go in, and everyone else is doing the same. So, yeah, it's just... But it's worth it. We really want to get this thing under control.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, like, you know, being an accomplished actor and director, you know, how is there a special way to remember your lines? Like going through, like, a mask and sanitizer, you know, how do you focus on what you're doing?
Really interesting. I was thinking the same thing, especially because it was my first project since COVID started. And so I was determined to not get thrown by anything on set, including all of that. So a friend of mine, a wonderful actor, Jerry Trimble, said he'd read an interview with Anthony Hopkins, that Anthony Hopkins does every single one of his lines 200 times before he ever steps on a set, out loud and with passion. So I did that. I just, every day when I was hiking with my dog before I went over to Victoria, I would just go through all my lines over and over because I was just, and it was, you know what? It was actually, not only did it work under the circumstances very well, but I realized that it's another way to approach a part because it really forced you to examine in a really thorough way, but it anchored everything. So that was one way that really, really helped. And the people on set were so supportive and everyone was, you know, we were all working together because all the film production now, we want it all to work. So it stays here, that nothing gets shut down, which would be, you know, a travesty. So everyone's working very hard to keep everything as clean, safe, and healthy as possible. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, Camille. And I want to hear about the healing powers of Dude. Now, Dude's the dog.
He's the cutest dog. Oh my God, Dude is amazing. Dude is this incredibly trained rescue dog from LA. The trainers were up from LA as well. And it's a charming show. It's on Netflix. It's about a young boy with social anxiety and how he deals with his family and school and his relationships with other kids. And quite frankly, with kids going back to school now with COVID, you know, they might find Some nice empathetic moments in there that will be of comfort to them. It's still on Netflix. It's so in order for this young man to find his way, his parents get him a little dog, and that's Dude. And Dude happens to be a talking dog.
Yeah.
You can hear him. Is this little boy? It's a lovely. I play his Bubba. I own a cafe, and I'm a very doting Bubba to this boy. But it's a charming piece, and we're just waiting to hear if it's going to have a season two. But I think for families, especially, thank you. It's a really lovely, charming TV show.
Wow, I can't wait to see it. I have to see it. And you know, but you're a dog lover, right? You
Oh, they are my weakness. I do. I've got my dog. I've had dogs. Oh my God. I've had dogs at least half my life. They are they are an important part of my existence. I consider my dog Ginger now. She's an LA rescue. I got her 6 years ago when I was living down there, and she's been my personal trainer through COVID. She forces me to go out every day on the trails here on the North Shore.
And you know, Camille, I want to talk about a special project you're working on right now, and it's votefromabroad.org. Yes, tell us about that.
You know, as I think the world is waiting with bated breath to see the outcome of the presidential election in the United States, we are encouraging Canadians to not let their American friends not vote. And there's a wonderful organization. I know this looks backwards, it's all mirrored, but there's a wonderful organization you can send your American friends to all over the world. Anybody living in Canada, any American living, working, studying in Canada or anywhere in the world.
Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's show, go to our website, which is runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.